Nev Hartwig from Goombungee. I've been in the game for about 53 or 4 years and I've never ever seen it as high as this.
Does that concern you?
It does worry me a little bit to get replacement cattle. But I suppose, like it's like I say to a lot of people, when you're in the middle of a stream and you're swimming across, you don't stop in the middle, you've got to keep going. You just got to keep, you've got to take the big with the small.
Rob Lethbridge, Tyrone.
The cattle price currently, it's good in anyone's terms. What's your experience with it?
It's extremely good and we've been selling a fair few cattle. We've had a little bit of rain recently and we will stop. It's anyone's guess where it's going from now.
The future, the short term, what do you think the price will do?
I'd like to see, this is where it should be. This is where it should be according to fuel, electricity and all your other commodities. I think this is where the cattle industry should be and I'd like to say that it's going to sit there, but I've seen these highs before and I've seen very, very low lows. So, one day at a time, mate, eh?
You would expect that there is still a bit of movement in the market, but now we're already the works are starting to talk downtime, so it's up to them and we play by their rules generally.
I'm Aaron Murphy from Yulba. I've been involved in Wagyu for 17 years now. And I've been recently selling cattle for $6 a kg. That's on the full bud market, and that's on the local trade to a customer at Oakey.
Have you ever seen anything like that before?
No, that's unprecedented in my situation.
It's wonderful. Tell me about the future. Let's have a look at the short term. What do you think is going to happen?
Oh, it's looking very optimistic. We're still in the 80% of coverage as far as drought goes in Queensland, so it's only looking optimistic, I guess, and can only go up from here, one would think.